back to the Red Dirt Road podcast. Bringing a couple guests back that have been on the podcast for first time in 2023. We got Emma, my wife, first time on here as my wife. And then KK Farnsworth, my Uncle Craig, first time also in a few months.
Howdy. Glad to be back. It's always fun.
First time on here since another Travis Tritt song we were talking about, Lord Have Mercy on the Working Man.
That's right.
That was actually, we were going to do this song, and then I found out that Brooks and Dunn was on that song, had some background vocals, so I kind of want to talk about both. And we also had a couple of friends that came to the concert, Travis Tritt, Brooks and Dunn, didn't know if we were going to be able to get them on here, but we ended up getting you on here because you were at that concert and we walked right by you.
Yeah. Yep. So that was a great concert.
What do you think, I guess, before we get into this, what do you think about Travis Tritt and his, you've been to his live shows?
Oh, I saw him at the Brooks and Dunn. He opened for that concert you just talked about. And then I saw him a few months after that at the Lorraine Palace Theater in Lorraine, and saw him years and years ago at Lorraine County Fair. Believe it or not, he played there, and man, did he rock the place. I am a Travis Tritt fan, big fan. His acoustic show at the Lorraine Palace after the Brooks and Dunn opener was very good, very good. He is a solo acoustic artist as well as a, what would you call him, country rocker. I mean, he's intense. I like Travis Tritt.
Yeah, he released, I think it was an entire album recently, maybe 2021 or something, that was an acoustic album. It was pretty good. And so I would love to see him acoustic. I thought he was pretty good for open up in front of Brooks and Dunn. Definitely the showman.
I mean, that's a hard place to be in, Brooks and Dunn. I mean, they're a power force themselves, and to open for them and get the audience rocking going. Yeah, that's quite a task. And he came up, he stood up to it. He did it.
So this song here, It's a Great Day to Be Alive. It was actually, go ahead.
I love this song. I mean, I've been listening to it for a long time. I thought about adding it to my set list when I do acoustic solo. I love this song. Maybe I will. But Daryl Scott, I hadn't heard his version. Of course, he wrote the song, and he does an amazing version of it. Of course, this song. But, You enlighten me to that, and I'm listening to him more. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah,
he's a great guitar player, Daryl Scott.
Daryl Scott is someone that people need to know about. Yeah. I mean, this guy, he wrote this song, and also he performed it very well. Just a few years, I was shocked to know that. I mean, sometimes when you're growing up and you're a kid and stuff, you're just kind of force-fed music, and you're like, you know, maybe someone else wrote it, but it was like 100 years ago. It was only 3 years earlier. 3 years earlier, I never, ever heard this song. It's a great version. I love both versions. They both very different singers and different sounds. More. You know, the Daryl Scott version is about 40 seconds longer, and it really emphasizes the acoustic guitars, the Travis Tritt.
Oh, yeah.
It's very heavy on the fiddle, and I love both versions. I can't even really pick which one I would rather want. I think if I'm wanting the more vocals, I go for the Tritt song. He's obviously a more impressive singer, but Daryl Scott is a great song, and I like listening to the original songs a lot because that's a guy who wrote it, and I'm going to get a little bit. So we've talked about Travis Tritt before on here, but a little bit about Daryl Scott. He was born James Daryl Scott, so went off of his middle name. That's not too uncommon. Born in August of 1959 in London, Kentucky, and grew up in Northeast Indiana. By his teens, he was playing with the pros, it said, in Southern California. He attended college at Tufts University and has lived in Nashville since about 1995.
Just lives down the road from you guys.
yes. His first album, was Aloha from Nashville in 1997, which is this this song's on. It's his highest peaking album on the country charts was Memories and Moments with Tim O'Brien in 2013, peaked at number 36. His most recent album was Sings the Blues of Hank Williams in 2020. And, you know, another classic, country classic, is You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive, which Emma knows. I play that song quite a bit. That's a Eastern Kentucky country music classic, Coal Mining. And Montgomery Gentry recently covered that. It was really good. But Daryl Scott as well. You know, that's you go to Eastern Kentucky. That is a big classic. And, you know, the songwriting and the songs he made isn't even really like a lot of the 90s music at the time, Brooks and Dunn. It's more like 60s, yeah. 70s type of music, real stripped down.
I concur what I've heard. Yeah.
And so, you know, you might have heard that song from Brad Paisley. There's Patty Loveless, many others, but Daryl Scott's version. And he's currently 62 years old. So, what, a few years younger than you. You're very, very similar in age. So, Daryl Scott there.
I can relate. And as a guitar player, he is amazing. I'm going to have to go back and listen more of his music because he's a fantastic guitar player.
Well, and actually, he was in Knoxville, had a show, and last year there were so many concerts I didn't get to go to from cancellations and different things, and I think I had my buddy Mason's bachelor party. He was telling me what the date is. I'm like, dang it, can't go to that Daryl Scott concert, and I told him at the party. Of course, no one knew who that was, but Emma, well, I'll throw it to you. What do you think about this song? And both versions of the song.
I mean, I really like both versions of them. I, when I listened, I also didn't know the Daryl Scott version at all until prepping for this podcast and then realizing that there was another version that I had to listen to, and definitely more stripped down. You can really hear, I feel like you can really pick out the instruments in Daryl Scott's version, whereas in Travis Tritt's, it feels a little more, like mesh together the instruments. You can't really pull out as many instruments in that one. But I feel like Travis Tritt is also just a more robust person. His voice just feels more robust, and like the song itself just felt more, the only word I can think of right now is robust. I don't know why, but I do like both versions, but I think because I know Travis Tritt so much better, that one is the one that kind of gets me more excited, and I definitely belt that one out, and so I lean towards his version.
The Travis Tritt version?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously he's way better. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that he was so popular in Nashville. He's got a great voice, and he's got great hair, and the fiddle, that was the best song to hear live, because they, you know, waited a while, and then they had that fiddler come out, and that's a great, I think I love the steel guitar. I love the fiddle. I think the best opener to a song is the fiddle, and that's what they do. And it's very heavy up the whole song, which they, you know, I'm glad that they, you know, they kind of change it up from the original. I don't know if I had to lean one way or another, I'd probably go the Scott version right now is my favorite, but I really like both of them a lot. So, as far as the lyrics, usually I have a little bit more on the lyrics. I had thought that I had done a little bit more notes than I did. I did the notes a few months, quite a while ago, back when we did the last time we were on here. And so I was quickly writing down some notes. But, the first verse of the song, pretty much no intro, goes right into the first verse. Classic line here. I got rice cooking in the microwave, which is like,
I can relate.
I remember back in middle school, like people that didn't even like country music knew this line, like, and they would kind of just sing it, and they probably even liked the song. I remember some people that I graduated with that, you know, would sing it. I got rice cooking in the microwave, and you know, he kind of just says life's good because of these little things in life. very reminiscent of the Phil Vassar song about the pizza on the weekday night. What's that song? I got to think of it. Just Another Day in Paradise. That's what I was thinking of. Just Another Day in Paradise by Phil Vassar. Came out the same exact year, 2000. So let me ask you, we were only 5 years old. Was there something around the 2000 year where people were very, that was kind of the country, or that was the theme, was like the simple things in life?
I don't know. Things were tense in the world. It was a year before 2001, 9/11. And I don't know. There was a lot going on. Maybe that's why. But I love the song's lyrics. I love good lyrics. And these are very positive, upbeat. You can listen to this song and feel good. How could you not feel good after hearing this song? Even if you just paid attention to, if a person just paid attention to the lyrics, they're so upbeat and simple, you know, and it's a great day to be alive and be grateful. Gratitude, you know, so it's a happy song. Daryl Scott wrote a very happy, upbeat song, I think. It's a feel-good song. We need more of those.
And the chorus, you know, last line here of the chorus is, it's hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just as good?
Yeah, so that's so true.
He's very optimistic, even though he notices some of the negatives in the life. He looks at the small good things as just making it positive. The second verse, he says, it's been 15 years since I left home. Now, I thought that might have referred to maybe when he moved to Nashville, but actually I think it was not really a whole, I think it was only a few years, like I said, before he moved to Nashville. So, but maybe he just thought the 15 years fit in well. And then it's got another chorus here, another verse. He's really talking about a lot more of the negatives here. Sometimes I'm falling. Sometimes I'm howling at the moon. and that's the classic in the Scott version. He kind of goes, you know, moon, but in the Trent version, that's maybe the most famous part of it is that he really howls. Can we get, do you think you can do that, that moon like he does?
I'll work on that. I would love to do it. But if I do the song as any song, you got to do it right.
Yeah.
And by the way, 97 was when Daryl Scott put it out, right?
Yeah.
Travis Tritt put it out in 2000. So what was going on in 97? I don't know. Why did he write the song? I'm not sure. He was troubled by something, but he wanted to feel good. And he wrote a feel-good song. It's a really good upbeat. How could we be sad listening to this song? It's so cool.
Well, I think another thing with that verse that was kind of like on the more sad part, I think it's awesome that that is a verse in it, because it just brings it back like down to earth, makes it more relatable, because it's not just, the whole song isn't just about positive, like being hopeful or whatever. It's like, I like that he adds just a little tidbit of, just like, you know, I'm acknowledging that everyone has their low day sometimes, but going back to the chorus, like we're hopeful, we're grateful, that sort of thing. So I think that verse still really brings it down to earth and makes people even relate to it a lot more.
That's very true.
I'll throw it over to you. What do you think about both of these versions that you hadn't already said? And what's your favorite line in the song?
Oh man, there's a lot of lines. I printed them off because there's so many lyrics. I like the beginning. I got rice cooking in the microwave, got a 3-day beard. I don't plan to shave. That is so cool. And it's a goofy thing, but I just got to say, hey, I'm doing all right. So I love both versions. They are both unique in their own right. So I can listen to both of them. As a guitar player, I mean, Travis Tritt's an amazing guitar player, but Daryl Scott, wow. I think he might have I'll have to research, but does he have a bluegrass background or maybe jazzy? I don't know. He's a great flat picker. So I got to pay attention a little more to him. But I love Travis Tritt, and he definitely can pick it. So he's got some good, he's a good guitar player too, obviously. And he's a great singer. So I love both versions in their own way, in their own unique way. So I could listen to both of them. Thanks for turning me on to the Daryl Scott version. He wrote the song and he does a great version. And Travis Tritt kind of follows the same spirit of the song. He didn't really change it up much, but he does it his own way. Yeah. And it's a good way. It's a good version.
Yeah, I love the how specific the lyrics get. You know, got a 3-day beard. I don't plan to shave.
Yeah.
I can't even pick out. I think one of my favorite lines is, "Might even grow me a Fu Manchu," and then he's like, "Oh, oh!"
I always laughed about that line because that's going to take more than a day. Just kidding.
Yeah, it starts off with the 3-day beard, and then it goes later into the Fu Manchu, and so he's talking about a tattoo, a Harley on a 3-day cruise.
Yeah.
You got a lot of that ooh, ooh kind of rhyme.
Might get me a new tattoo.
Right.
Or take my old Harley. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's lonely. It's only me. Yeah.
To me, I think this is probably, you know, one of the top country songs of all time. I don't know top how many, but really it's something I kind of go back and forth about, like, what makes a great song? Is it great because how they perform it, or is a song really great if other people can play it really well? And so I think this one's probably the best of both. You get these two versions. These two versions are great, but also I think, you know, if anyone, any local artist were to play it, it's just such a good song. It just this song by itself would really be great with any sort of, you know, anyone.
John Lennon said once that imitation was the purest form of flattery. So when anybody would copy a Beatles song and do it their way, he thought that's validation. That's what more validation you need. So Travis took the song Daryl Scott wrote and did it his way. And yeah, I mean, he did it justice, and it's a great song. And I love good lyrics, and there's good lyrics in the song. It tells a story, and it's a feel good song. I love it.
Want anything else that you would like to say?
Yes. Okay. So there is something that I noticed in the current Daryl Scott version on Spotify is instead of the like new tattoo in that verse, it's different. The lyrics are different. And it's like, he says, it's a colorful life that we go through. It's neither black and white nor shades of blue. And maybe I'll grow me a Fu Manchu.
That's so cool.
I thought that was even that lyrics of like, it's a colorful life. It's not black and white or shades of blue. Even that lyric, whether it was whenever he added that on, whenever that was, still a great lyric.
Yeah, absolutely.
Place the other ones. So I just thought that was interesting that was the version that's currently on Spotify.
I found this live version of Daryl Scott. When you first told me what song we were doing, I looked up Daryl Scott, a live version, which just him and his guitar. And like, wow, this guy can play. So that's the version I was listening to. But then I watched the Spotify one too. Yeah. But I didn't catch that lyric change.
I know there's an EP or an album in the works.
Yeah. For you.
What's the update on that?
We're working on that. We got to get back into the studio. I've got enough songs. I'm short a couple songs, but I got enough. We could record all of them, but I'm in the process of writing also at the same time. So yeah, that's what we're doing over the winter, but everybody's got all these tasks they're doing. Dave, my drummer, is a drama director for Wellington. So he's like consumed. So we're trying to find more time to do it. So that is in the works. There's a really good studio over in North Ridgeville, Playroom Audio. This guy, Curtis Leonard, he's the sound engineer, does a great job. I recorded a lot with Ryan, friend, on his Rass album. But anyway, yeah, we have to get back over there. So that's where we're at with that. Get the recording done. My sophomore effort, my freshman effort is a little, it was done a while ago. So I'm long overdue for the sophomore effort. So that's where we're at.